October 12, 1926. What it means to be the firstborn daughter of the divine will. How Jesus feels drawn by his will to visit the soul, disposing her to be with him. I felt immersed in a sea of pain of the privation of my highest good, Jesus, and as much as I asked for him, going around heaven and earth, it was not given to me to find the one whom I so much longed for. So, the waters of pain, swelling more and more, drowned me with sorrows and with pain, but that pain which only Jesus can give, and knows how to give, to a poor and little heart that loves. And because it is little, it cannot sustain all the immensity of the bitter waters of the pain of his privation, therefore it remains drowned and oppressed, waiting for the one whom I so much yearn and long for. Then, while I was all oppressed, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, in the midst of a cloud of light, and told me, "Firstborn daughter of my will, why are you so oppressed? If you think about your great fortune, your oppression will depart from you. Do you know what firstborn daughter of my will means? It means first daughter of the love of our celestial Father, and first among all to be loved. It means first daughter of grace, of light, first daughter of glory, first daughter to possess the riches of her divine Father, first daughter of creation. As firstborn daughter of the supreme will, she contains all the bonds, all the relations, all the rights which befit a firstborn daughter, bonds of daughtership, relations of communication with all the dispositions of her celestial Father, rights of possession of all his goods. But this is not all. Do you know what first daughter to be delivered by my will means? It means not only being first in the love and in all the things of her Creator, but to enclose within herself all the love and all the goods of the other children. Therefore, if the others will possess each one his own part, she, as firstborn, will possess, altogether, the goods of the others. This, with right and with justice because, as firstborn, my will entrusted everything to her, it gave her everything. Therefore in her is the origin of all things, the cause for which creation was made, the purpose for which the divine action and love entered the field. She who was to be the firstborn daughter of our will, was the primary cause of all the work of a God. Therefore, as a consequence, all goods derive from her. From her do they come, to her do they return. See, then, how fortunate you are. You cannot fully comprehend what it means to have primacy in love and in all the things of your Creator. On hearing this, I said to him, "My love, what are you saying? And then, what benefit do I get from such a great fortune when you deprive me of you? All goods turn into bitternesses without you. And then, I have told you many times that I want you alone, because you are enough for me in everything. And if I had everything, without you everything turns into martyrdom and indescribable pain. Love, grace, light, the whole creation, speak to me about you, they make me know who you are. And not finding you, I become delirious, I go into mortal agonies. Therefore, the primacy, the rights of firstborn, give them to whomever you want. I don't care about them. If you want to make me happy, you alone, stay with me, this is enough for me." And Jesus added, "My daughter, I alone should not be enough for you, nor do I want you to say that you do not care about all the rest. No, no, if it is not enough for me to give you myself alone without giving you all of my things, if I care that you have the primacy and be the firstborn daughter, you too must care about it. Don't you know that my frequent coming is linked to the fact that you are my firstborn daughter? Don't you know that, as long as Adam remained the firstborn son of my will, having therefore primacy over everything, I visited him often? Because my will reigned in him, I administered to him all the necessary manners in order to be with me, as the son who forms the consolation of his father. I spoke to him as to a son, and he to me as to his father. As he withdrew from my will he lost his primacy, the rights of firstborn, and along with them he lost all of my goods. He no longer felt the strength to sustain my presence, nor did I feel drawn by a divine force and will to go to him. So, all his bonds with me were broken. Nothing was due to him by right anymore, and he no longer saw me unveiled, but in the midst of lightnings and eclipsed within my light, that light of my will which he had rejected. Now, don't you know that the primacy which Adam lost as firstborn son of my will was passed on to you, and that I must enclose all the goods which I was to enclose in him, had he not withdrawn from my will? Therefore I look at you as the first creature which came out of our hands, because one who lives in my will is always the first for her creator. And even if she is born later in time, this says nothing, in our will, one who has never gone out of it, is always first. See then, you must care about everything. My coming itself is the irresistible force of my will which draws you to me and disposes you. Therefore, I want highest gratitude because of your fortune of being the firstborn daughter of my will. I didn't know what to answer. I remained confused, and in the intimate place of my soul, I said, Fiat, fiat.